This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Braj.
We're going to be with you for about another 20 minutes or so if you want to take part in our discussion, which we'll get to in just a moment. We do have an update from Bursa at break, though, courtesy of Arv.
It is down by 0.33% at 1,572 points. Active stocks are Industronics Berhad, Bumi Armada Berhad, and Jadi Imaging Holdings. The ringgit is at 4.05 against the US dollar. It is at 3.13 against the Aussie dollar and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Of course, we are asking the question, is your workplace planning to end work from home completely in the near future? And how do you feel about it? We have four options. Yes, I'm glad. Yes, I'm sad. No, I'm glad. No, I'm sad. The numbers are so far.
22.2% for yes, I'm glad. 27.8% yes, I'm sad. 36.8% no, I'm glad. And 13.2% for no, I'm sad. A couple of messages. This is from Arif Roos, who says, work from home 2 days a week, please. It gives us flexibility to do errands and chores in the morning without wasting 2 hours a day in a traffic jam. And Andrew said, my office will jump at the chance to end work from home, but I'd rather work from home for the rest of my career. Why waste time in traffic, maintain a car, wake up earlier, and take part in company culture just so the CEO can say, we are family.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. Say what you think, Andrew. Say what you think.
On Instagram, we have quite a few messages. Most of them seem to trend towards preferring to work from home. So, for example, Tigers versus Leo, flexi working arrangement is needed. Jolin Lim, 22, prefers working from home. So does a... Let's see, N.I. Wong C.M. as well. H. Hanizas is not ready. Heather 3086 says, I think we should keep up work from home indefinitely, maybe 70-30 home versus office. But Arif Malik says, excited about working in office because work from home is just too much for me.
All right, I've got a couple of messages over on WhatsApp as well. 7196 says, yes, glad to be working from home. My company is even testing out flexible hours instead of punching the card. And I am the guinea pig. Couldn't be happier as my brain functions better at certain hours. So no point me working at 8:30 a.m. when I'm sleepy and unproductive. Interesting point there, actually. You know, some of us work much better at night, so we can put off what we would normally be doing in the day and actually do it at night and still feel as though we are being a productive member of society and a company.
Nocturnal animals.
We've got to rush along because we've got so much stuff to get through. We've got one more story, and I'm going to try and get through this very quickly. So during the pandemic, some people have developed a new way to kill time online. It's not playing video games. It's going to e-commerce sites, filling the shopping carts, and then logging off without paying. Right. So very quickly, Amanda Rizek, she window shopped, and this is in the normal times. She wandered around with no intention to buy, but taking time to see new merchandise or thinking of what could be worn and where. But as the pandemic has shut down brick and mortar stores, she found herself moving those habits online. She said, I'm definitely not going into stores in the moment. And so as far as going online, you go to the store's website, and in some weird way, it's almost like going to the store. But instead of testing a lotion or feeling fabric on a shirt, she'll hit add to cart and then exit the window before checking out. So it's the internet equivalent of window shopping. It's not new. People have been picking out items and abandoning carts for years, as we know. But the pastime appears to have increased due to the pandemic, as consumers are in need of something to do and less willing to shell out the money. Now, she's not alone. A whole bunch of other people are doing it. The number of abandoned carts appears to have increased while consumers were home during the pandemic. 94.4% cart abandonment rate compared to 85.1% in the comparable period last year. That's equivalent of billions of dollars in foregone e-commerce revenue. The trend of mindlessly scrolling online, adding items to a cart and then abandoning them isn't necessarily the worst thing for retailers, since they've been getting eyeballs on products that could lead to potential sales. And as the pandemic wears on, more shoppers are actually finishing their purchases now, suggesting that window shopping is actually transitioning to the real thing towards the end of it. And people are looking for new ways of making their brain feel better. And research has been suggesting that shopping, even hypothetical shopping, has psychological value, hence the term retail therapy, of course. Let's have a quick discussion about this, of course, because we are tight for time. You guys, you've been doing this?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
Okay.
I do. I have a bunch of things like that I've put in the cart and then I've not bought, and then it's just in a wish list. But I don't think it's in the cart specifically, but I have a
You've hearted them.
Yeah. The wish list is quite lengthy.
I worry about putting them in my cart in case I inadvertently go into that cart and buy one of the cheaper things, which also would mean I'd selected the more expensive things that I've also put in the cart. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a wishy list, and then I have the stuff that I throw. I can't do it though, Alf. You know, if I'm going to buy it, I like it there and
there. Like, I have a wish list of some things that I want to buy online, but it's a wish list. It's not in my cart. It's a specific wish list.
Now, do you think this is a coping mechanism then? You know, is this for, like, window shopping?
Yeah, but I think for people who do find relief in shopping, yeah. Mm. I'm not one of those people. I think that's why I'm very, like, blasé about this.
Yeah, me neither, really. You?
Not so much. I think I just leave it there so that I know, like, you know, when you have, like, extra cash that you'd like to spend on stuff that you don't need, then you have a wish list of stuff that you don't need. Mm. Because if you needed it, then you would have bought it.
You would have bought it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That's story number two. We're going to move quickly on. Is your workplace planning to end working from home completely in the near future? How do you feel about it? Yes, I'm glad. Yes, I'm sad. No, and I'm glad. No, I'm sad. Let us know. Get us on Twitter. The voting so far is at 37.2 for no, and I'm glad. 27.6, yes, I'm sad. 22.1%, yes, and I'm glad. And at 13.1%, no, I'm sad. Let's have some music from Curtis Mayfield. We're a winner. And then when we come back, our final story of the day. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.